Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a hopping good time in Medina County. Today from the Ohio Newsroom brings you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. A small community in Northeast Ohio celebrated a more than six decades long tradition this past weekend. Abby Marshall with Ohio Newsroom member station IdeaStream Public Media reports from the Frog Jump capital of Ohio.
It's a quiet night on a farm in the small zoned community of Valley City, save for the sounds of crickets and the croak of bullfrogs.
They're taunting us. We can hear them.
Dave Rako uses his flashlight to point out the reflective eyes of a frog peeking out of the water.
And see the eyes on this guy right there?
Before he tactfully drops his makeshift net, a laundry bag zip-tied to a broom handle, into the algae-covered pond. He lets me grab the captured frog and put it in a burlap sack.
And there you go. You are a official frog catcher.
I think that was my first time ever touching a frog.
As a group of more than 40 residents split up and scoop up frogs in their neighbors' ponds, they're preparing for the biggest event of Valley City's year, the 63rd annual Frog Jump. It's an event that began in 1962. Residents were looking for a way to entertain the kids in town, and one was inspired by Mark Twain's famous story, the celebrated jumping frog of Calaveras County. In the decades since, Valley City has established itself as the Frog Jump capital of Ohio, a moniker it proudly displays on the sign when you drive into the quaint town about 20 miles south of Cleveland. It's an event that brings out more than 5,000 people annually, rivaling the community's typical population of about 5,700. The festival attracts folks from all over Ohio for food, music, activities, and of course, the main event.
It is not a race.
That's Rako, the frog catcher. He's also an organizer of the event. He explained to me how it worked.
That's one. Don't touch him.
Two.
20 participants, called jockeys, pay $5 to admit their frog into a flight. For an additional $5, they can rent one of the frogs we collected Friday night.
3 foot 1.
They'll place their frog in the middle of a parachute and hit the ground next to it to inspire it to jump 3 times. The jockey with the furthest distance wins their flight, and the winners of those flights head to the championships.
8 feet 1 inch.
Cheryl LaBelle's son caught a frog Saturday night and won his flight the next day. Like many in the area, it's a decades-long family tradition for them.
It's just something that we did growing up, and we wanted to do it with our kids.
And how do you feel that, you know, Caden's the winner?
Excited for him, even though he has no clue what's going on.
Okay, we're going to move to Abby Marshall with IdeaStream Public Media. She's going to be our next judge.
Organizers even asked me to take a turn judging.
Go!
One, two,
go!
Three.
After 3 jumps, I took a staff and marked where the frog landed.
9 foot half inch.
One group measured the distance and another wrangled the runaway frogs. The winner of my flight jumped more than 14 feet. Among the more than 700 participants was former Cleveland councilman, mayor, state senator, and U.S. Congressman Dennis Kucinich. It was his first time at the frog jump.
What was your frog's name?
Kermit. Yeah, real original, huh?
And how did he do?
Didn't quite make my height, but it was able to finally jump.
And while the event may seem frivolous, lifetime frog jumper Madison Brass says it encapsulates the spirit of the town.
So I always like to joke that this is my Super Bowl, because it really is. It is the American hometown event. It really is. It is such a very niche thing that everybody can come together and just love. It's just the epitome of Valley City.
And she knows how it can change lives. After participating as a kid, she's now studying to become a veterinarian that specializes in what else but amphibians. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Abby Marshall.
Market your organization while supporting important statewide journalism. By sponsoring the Ohio Newsroom, your message will be heard by hundreds of thousands across Ohio weekly during Today from the Ohio Newsroom segments. For more information, please email Kyle Wilson at kyle.wilson@ohionewsroom.org.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.